This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gotta tell you, I'm really sick of leftist idiots who want to blame people who are not sick for the potential of you getting sick. That's insanity. No logic to it whatsoever. I'm well, but you want me to get a shot for something that I may never get. I could get it, and I roll the dice on it. If you've gotten your shot, you should be fine, correct? Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we bring sanity to the crazy world of leftism, the utopia that these people build, where you pretty much have to worry every single day of your life about death by crazy thing. You live in a city? I promise you, your chances of dying are exponentially worse if you live in a city occupied by a Democrat, particularly black Democrat leadership. When I say occupied by Democrats, I mean the entirety, overwhelming Democrat. You live in a Republican, conservative-run city, you're in good shape. I'm not saying it's perfect, because it isn't. We have our narcissists, we have our idiots on our side as well, but not nearly as many that's on their side. And all you got to do is listen to their arguments. I understand preventative. We all do. You know, there are things that you do to, you know, in other words, I won't go where people are sick. I don't like going to hospitals for that reason. You pretty much have to drag me because that's where the sick people go. I don't hang out there. The hospital had the most beautiful coffee shop or club or whatever. I would not go. You can go. That's where the sick people are. I'm going to go. I go to the gym. That's where the healthy people hang out. So I understand preventative. We all understand preventative. But I'm not going to try to prevent the 131 different variations of the flu, of which I've probably had 15. I haven't had the actual flu in years because I've had it so many other times. And my body's made an adjustment. And the reason why these spinoffs, the variants, haven't affected me is because my body's like, we're pretty much used to this flu thing, Kev, right? As is your body. Why no hoopla over preventative for every other thing that's out there? Shouldn't you be doing preventative for osteoporosis or preventative for tuberculosis or preventative for foot and mouth disease that leftists pretty much suffer from, or preventative from whatever? Shouldn't we all be doing preventative for everything? Of course not. You can't prevent everything because that's the way life works. The body is going to do what it does, and then your date with destiny will occur. And despite what Democrats tell you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, they cannot guarantee you life forever. And just for the record, you wouldn't want it. Can you imagine living forever under what you're currently going through? You're sick of this. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say, I want to protect my generations after me. I want to protect my kids and my grandkids, etc. But how long would you want to protect yourself? Would you want to live to be 200 years and have to face more Captain Dementos and AOCs and Pelosis? The only way I would want to live to be 200 years old is if I was as good looking as I am right now, and if I knew that we weren't going to have this political environment, that the United States was going to be the way that it is. Other than that, you know what? Daddy, bring me home. The good Lord can bring me home. Anyway, there was I've explained about these flu variants, 131 flu variants, that there's no way you can protect yourself from. You see these signs at CVS and Walgreens and wherever else, come get your flu shot during flu season. Which one? Which shot am I getting? So there's 131 different variants. And by the way, many of them very deadly. Spanish flu, Hong Kong flu, H1N1. And I'm going to go into them this hour, but it's completely much more dangerous than the Wu flu, the Chinese biological weapon that was made in the Wuhan virology lab that leftists have now decided to take advantage of. But what I want to do is play this exchange between Fredo Cuomo and a restaurateur. I don't know if we're going to have time for the whole clip.
A restaurant owner in California posted signs calling on customers to show proof that they have not gotten the vaccine. He's also banned diners from wearing masks inside and put up this massive billboard that says, "Leave the mask, take the cannoli." Of course, it has to be an Italian guy, and he's using the Godfather. Anyway, Tony Roman is the owner of Basilico's Pasta e Vino, and he joins me now from inside his restaurant. Welcome.
Man, you said the name perfectly. You said it perfectly. Good job. Now I know you're Italian.
It's because I speak the language. Let me guess. You don't. But here's what I'm asking you. Tony.
I love it.
Is this a little bit of a joke? Can you give me some hope that you really don't want people to not get vaccinated so they can come to your restaurant?
I'm saying we're making a point.
And so...
You answer the question.
So you haven't been vaccinated. Nobody in your family's been vaccinated.
If I answer that, are you going to answer that when I ask you?
Yeah, sure. Ask me whatever you want. Now answer my question.
I'm not vaccinated. Are you?
I am. How about your parents, your wife, your kids?
You were hesitant.
No, I got vaccinated.
I'm going to ask you the same thing. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is your family vaccinated?
Yes.
See, what you're not getting, you're failing the IQ test. What you're not getting, which I expected, what you're not getting is that this is not an anti-vaccine stand. It's a pro-freedom stand. That's what you're not getting.
What is the difference when you are ignoring the science that suggests that if you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, you protect the people around you, and you help us get out of this pandemic a little bit faster?
So what's next then? Are we all going to lock ourselves in our homes whenever there's a flu outbreak or there's an outbreak of a common cold? Are we going to lock ourselves inside our homes and wear a moon suit? I mean, where does it end?
It ends with you getting the vaccine so that this virus doesn't keep replicating and creating variants that we need to find ways to combat. The whole reason this is happening is because people won't protect themselves, Tony. I mean, what are you thinking?
Then why did you leave your house when you had COVID? I mean, you had it, and you left your house. I mean, it's been documented.
First
right?
of all,
so,
it has been documented. My ass, it's been documented. I quarantined. I went out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Loss of freedom, folks. That is the biggest loss that you can experience. That is why prison is such a deterrent. I know loss. Loss of a child. My grandmother lost her child, my mother. And I know what it did to devastate my grandmother. Because no parent wants to bury their child. I personally didn't want to lose my mom at the age of 5 or right before I turned 5. And it impacted my life in ways you can't even imagine unless you've been through that type of a loss. But what I will tell you is my loss of freedom is the thing that I cherish the most. I mean, I get it. We lose friends, family, etc. But your loss of freedom, the minute somebody says you can no longer do what you want to do, I'm taking that away from you. I can't imagine that loss. Well, I can because it's happened to us. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I would have never thought we would feel that loss as Americans, that somebody could take something away so easily and so readily. They didn't even take it away. We just gave it up. And we're continuing to do it. So I want to discuss it in the context of what we've been talking about today. And trust me, folks, I know there's a ton of things going on out there, a ton of news.
interesting stories, funny stuff that I would love to be covering. But I'm telling you, this is a huge issue. This WHOOFLU scandemic and the Delta variant is huge, and it's huge for a variety of reasons. It's got so many metaphors wrapped in it. They've already locked us down once. We've given up our freedoms. We self-imprisoned. We self-enslaved. We gave up our businesses. We gave up interacting with our family, with our friends, traveling, and a host of other things. Eating out, going to the movies, life as we knew it. And we finally get a glimpse of it back. And you know what they do? They say, let's do it all over again. And let's do it for the greater good. If everybody would only get a shot. Hey, let me ask you this. For the people that have shots, are they having to wear masks? Yes. Is the CDC admitting that the shot that you get that's supposed to prevent you from getting the first disease, the COVID-19, isn't working? Yes. Is the CDC telling you that getting the shot doesn't have anything to do with the Delta variant? It won't cure it? Yes. These studies are all over the planet at this point. The news, it isn't like we got Pony Express and somebody's on a horse trying to tell, got to tell the next village that the WHOOFLU shot isn't working. It isn't a cure. Got to tell the next village that the Delta variant is, the WHOOFLU shot isn't doing anything to the Delta variant. And then what about the news that you're getting? Can you believe it? Do you really want to believe? Because I'd love to believe that. You know, the Delta variant is truly a worst case. I mean, I don't want to believe that, but I'm saying I would love to believe that it's the real information that they're telling us. Oh, it's much more dangerous or whatever else. I don't believe it. Maybe it is. But let me tell you, I don't believe it because I don't believe anything that comes out of Joey Demento's administration. I don't believe anything that comes out of Fauci the fraud's mouth. I don't believe any of it. And most of you probably don't either. So there's no logic here. And you can use your common sense when you're asking yourself about this. But this guy was writing this, and here's what he wrote. Let's start with the biggest question that's not getting adequately answered by anyone in government, mainstream media, academia, or big pharma. Why is natural immunity to COVID-19 being disregarded completely? It's not just being ignored. The powers that be are actively and aggressively squashing every question, debunking every study, and torturing every number they can get their hands on in order to make them say what they want. Talking about the people that are arguing for this shot. Now, I'm just going to ask you to use your common sense. What is better for understanding your body? Do you think that your body understands what it needs, or do you think that a scientifically engineered solution is what your body needs? Now, it is a trick question because I do understand that there are variants that happen to the body. In other words, if you get an infection, your body may not readily fight off that infection if you were trapped in the jungle, say, or something like that. But I promise you, you know the answer to this, and you know that the answer is your body is more ready to fight it off. So let me put it another way. Your body can't fight off a snake bite, a poisonous snake bite. But given the antibodies of the snake bite, which is, by the way, the venom of the snake, that which already gives you kind of the answer that your body has it in within it. So what they do with antibodies of the snake bite is they give you venom of the snake in small doses, and you become immune. Your body becomes immune. So at this point, I will tell you, once you become immune, your body does a much more fantastic job than anything science can do. And it doesn't have to be synthesized. In other words, if you were to give yourself a little snake venom every day, you don't need science to do it. Don't give yourself enough to kill you. But if you were to give yourself a little bit of snake venom every day, you could get bit by a rattlesnake over time, and it would do nothing to you because your body would synthesize it. What science does is it takes the – that it says, I can synthesize this myself. give it to you, and then let your body deal with it. Perhaps. And maybe that's what people that are talking about this immune thing are wanting you to do. But I'm going to tell you something. If you've gotten the Wu flu, the likelihood of your body doing a better job than anything man can do is exponentially better. No question in my mind. Now, if you haven't gotten it, somebody could argue, well, at least, Kevin, you could introduce it. Perhaps. But we have this thing called herd immunity, and this guy's telling, he's saying, the agenda to drive universal vaccinations of the populace has forced them into a corner when it comes to the question of natural immunity. They can't say it's not a reasonable question, nor can they say it's already been answered properly. They just say this organization or this doctor or some study that even those with natural immunity must get vaccinated. And when pressed, they invoke the logical fallacy known as begging the question. They use the affirmative action to the question of whether people who have recovered from COVID-19 should get vaccinated as evidence that they should. The numbers don't back it up. Studies have been limited due to pressures from the powers that be. I'm telling you, I don't need to read any more about this. They don't want you to know that 34 million people already have immunity to COVID, won't catch it again. They probably have the best immunity to the Delta variant of anybody. And if we study those people and their antibodies, that's probably the solution, not something that's going to come from a Chinese lab or anything that Fauci's doing. But they won't discuss it. And you should ask yourself that question. And when we come back, I'm going to put it into the context of what the flu has done over the decades.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says infrastructure is not a luxury, it's a necessity. McConnell praising Republicans and Democrats on the Senate floor who negotiated a roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously as well.
The measure would upgrade highways, bridges, public transit, water systems, and broadband access. McConnell saying Republicans look forward to a robust period of debating and voting on amendments to the bill. House Republicans have released an addendum to their Origins of COVID-19 report released last year, concluding that evidence points to a leak from a Chinese lab as the source of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The man charged in the death of college student Kristen Smart in 1996 is in court on Monday. Prosecutors believe Paul Flores killed Smart during a rape or an attempted rape after the two left the party over two decades ago. A judge will hear arguments and witness testimonies over the next few weeks to determine if there's enough evidence for a trial. A member of the squad is not happy the eviction moratorium lapsed over the weekend.
Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kind of breeze through the natural immunity thing a little bit quickly, but I want to make some final points because the guy makes some good points. And this has to do with the vaxxers versus the anti-vaxxers. Most of us are vaxxers. We believe in medicine. We believe in aspirin. We believe in vitamins. We understand that there are things you can do to alter the chemicals of your body that make your body operate perhaps better. It's been tested. There's a level of effectiveness and efficacy that occurs because it's been studied for a very, very long time. Chinese medicines are like this, and there are many others. But he says this. The last point is important because it brings up the original necessity for vaccines of the past. The only time vaccines were deemed necessary was when a viral infection had a poor recovery rate. Polio, for example, was simply too potentially dangerous for people to rely on natural immunity. The cycle would take too long. Still, I contend if you let polio play itself out in the human condition, we would have overcome it in a much better way than science. But because it was so deadly, we had to intervene. He says, sure, those who recovered were protected, but a large percentage of people who contracted polio had reasonable fears of death or debilitation. You've seen the people with polio where they walk funny and what have you. COVID-19 has a 99.97% recovery rate for otherwise healthy people under 50. Now, those are his numbers. You can look that up. I'm not going to quibble over the numbers. By the way, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And I'm just bringing sanity to the insane argument that we all need to get a shot for a virus that most of us either are going to get, have gotten, and it's not going to do enough to you except to inconvenience you. He says this, sometimes vaccines are able to get close to the efficacy of natural immunity. COVID-19 is not one of those cases. And then a guy details it below and he goes into what a doctor says. What I'm telling you is this, the government is using statistics all along the way with this stupid scamdemic for one purpose and one purpose only. It is to scare us into allowing them to take more money than has ever been stolen in the history of man. And that's where we are. Now, I want to delve into the history of flus because I think that it'll give you some perspective over what we're talking about. We've got flus and now we've got the Wu flu. Technically, the Wu flu is a man-made biological variation of the flu done by the Chinese for who knows what reasons. And maybe they feel like they need to protect themselves from us. Look, we supposedly ended bio warfare with various agreements by way of the UN treaties and stuff, and nobody abides by them. So we've got this biological weapon that's been unleashed into the public that technically should be considered just another version of the flu, SARS, and all these different things. But the scientists can do what they want with it. We have another thing that can kill you. Surprise, surprise. So we've got it. And I've talked about this earlier. The current way that the left wants to sell this is that if you compare this to the flu, it's much more deadly. And that is an absolute blatant lie. If you compare this to the flu, number one, you got to throw out all the statistics, because never in the history of man have they blamed, well, I shouldn't say that, but the flu is not blamed for heart attacks and strokes and other kinds of death. You die from the flu, you went into the hospital for the flu, we talked about it, we put up charts, they document the number of people who get the flu every year, which is millions. The number of people who are hospitalized, which is hundreds of thousands, and the number of people who die, which is usually tens of thousands. Every single year, like clockwork. And they've averaged 36,000 people per year have died from the flu. They say the worst case was in 2018 when 61,000 died or whatever. Look, we can play with the numbers. I don't know what they are, but I can tell you this, they're underestimated. And I can also tell you that the Wu flu numbers are overestimated, because when the flu went away, we got the Wu flu in 2019, 2020, and suddenly it's the biggest, baddest dude on the planet, man. It is the 800-pound gorilla that's going to kill everybody, except it didn't. And there's a reason for that. It's a flu virus that, even though it was designed in a lab, and I don't know what they wanted it to do, and I'm going to tell you right now, as a person who got it, it jacked me up for months. Couldn't catch my breath, you know, all kinds of stuff. But the flu jacks me up for quite a while. I just haven't had it in a while. So now, who knows, maybe we're all going to get these flu bugs. I don't know how many flus you've had. I've had probably 6 to 8 of them. And every time I get them, I'm like, oh, man, the flu is just horrible. But I survived it. And one of these days, my body, my immune system, I'm going to get so old, my immune system breaks down, I'm not going to survive something. And then lights out. But at least I'm getting the truth about the flu. They're trying to give me statistics. They make it optional. Hey, Kev, you want to get your flu shot? Oh, here at CVS or whatever? No, thank you. And that should be the end of it. But it isn't. And you should be asking yourself why. So let's get into the history of the flu here a little bit before I run out of time. Now, as I said, this is a larceny. This is a big theft. What are the real numbers of people who've contracted the Wu flu? We will never know. How many of them really died from the Wu flu? We will never know. How many people, actually got Wu flu, in terms of from the vaccine and all these other questions that may be circling around, that certainly circling in my head, you're not going to know. We are told that over 100 million people, I believe that's the number, I saw it, an advertisement for it, have gotten the shot. 100 million Americans have gotten the shot. So, if you add that to the 34 million who contracted the virus, and I don't know how many of them got the shot, and again, we aren't going to know any of these numbers, and I'm not trying to get down to the exact thing. I'm just saying if the CDC could even get close. They talk about estimates all the time. So ask yourself, with the numbers I just gave you, how these arcane masks and talk of vaccine passports sounds. Now, I've already written about the questionable statistics of Wu flu related cases and deaths in the United States compared to India and Africa. Talked a little bit about it earlier. 1.4 billion Indians, a lot of them living in squalor, and India has fewer cases, 31 million cases of Wu flu compared to 34 million in the U.S. And considering we have 1/5 the population, you have to ask yourself, what's wrong with this math? It's a highly dense area with people living worse than in any condition in America, and they have essentially 1/5 the cases. And even more interesting, the numbers coming out of Africa, which is almost the same population of India. And the thing is, Less people have contracted Wu flu in Africa, less than 7 million, and only, less than 200,000 have died. How do those numbers jive with what's happening in America? So that's where you get into why all the hoopla. Less than 2% of the people in Africa are vaccinated. They've got one-fifth. You can do the math. They've got one-fifth the number of actual cases of Wu flu, and then one-fifth or one-third the number of deaths, actually a little more than one-third, but in that percentage of deaths of America, but they got five times the population. How does that jive? So the point is, when you look at all this data and this ruse, and then you compare it to what's really happening with the regular flu and this full court press of the flu is no big deal in comparison to the Wu flu, you just sit there shaking your head. So just to give you some idea, here are the numbers. Real pandemics. China quarantined a group of students and three of their teachers in a hotel. You may not remember this. They feared one of the detainees might have been exposed to flu via a passenger on that plane. And their fears weren't unjustified. It's estimated that flu, it was called during the pandemic of 2009-2010, killed an estimated 285,500 people. Well, we didn't shut the world down over that pandemic. Now, the reason they didn't do it was during the time of baby black Jesus. And had they done it, his tepid economy couldn't take it. That's why they didn't do it. They were afraid if they did anything to upset Barack Obama's economy. Remember, we had an Ebola breakout during the Obama time. Mum's the word. Now, it turned out it wasn't a big deal. But why wouldn't we shut things down? Why do we implement these draconian measures during the time of Trump, but not during the time of Obama? And then the real question is, why are they continuing them during the time of Captain Demento? So when we come back, I'm going to give you the worst flus in history, and you'll see, in comparison to this scandemic, we shouldn't even be talking about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Undoubtedly, the powers that be want the American population ignorant over this Wu Flu scandemic, and I don't blame them. If you're in the money, if all you're about is money and power, and you don't care about the population, boy, this is a scam du jour. This is the scam to end all scams. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. So I've documented this. I did the research. I get sick of just being ignorant about stuff. I have intellectual curiosity about things, and so I decided I would look up the number of flus that have and variants that there are out there. And of the 198 different combinations there can be, there are 131 documented flu variants by the CDC. And all of them can be deadly. All of them are deadly. And as history clearly proves, the flu has devastated the world with little to no money grab that's been done by these Wu Flu profiteers. Now, I already talked about one. The last one we had was in 2009, 2010, during the time of baby black Jesus, Barack Obama, and they did nothing. It killed 285,000 people, and nobody said a word. Now, we're not done with the Chinese. They entered the Kung Flu killing sweepstakes long before 2009 because the next deadliest flu outbreak was the Hong Kong flu pandemic of 1968 and 69. The outbreak started in China, in Hong Kong, spread throughout Asia, and as if America needed another reason to hate Vietnam vets, it was the soldiers that were returning home from the Asia Pacific. And they brought that disease back with them. Then the virus spread to Japan and Africa and South America. And it had a fairly low death rate, all things considered, but they say it killed an estimated 1 million people. Now, we're not done with China yet because there was a Asian Pacific pandemic, and that version started in China in 1956 and it ended in 1958. And over this 2 year period, the disease, the flu disease known as the Asian Pacific pandemic, Asian flu pandemic, killed about 2 million people, even though they estimate that number was double. So it was actually 4 million folks. And this particular virus morphed with another virus, another flu virus, that mutated into the version that I mentioned that came later in 1968. Now, I don't know what China was doing. Were they experimenting? Were they dinking around with stuff then? We certainly didn't have the level of communication and things that we have there. So I'm not blaming the Chinese. I think when it comes to situations like this, the world does need to come together and say, wait, quarantine this, do that. We need to act together. But I'll ask you this. Do you think we're acting together when the Chinese won't let people into their labs, when the Democrats vote, no, we don't want to know the origin of the disease that we actually know the origin of? You think everybody's acting in the best interest of the populace, or are we playing political games? I think you have the answer to that. So we've got these various flu pandemics that are out there, a history of them, they're killing millions of people. And what are we focused on? We're focused on faking the statistics around a new version of a virus that was created in a lab that people have gotten. And as I've jokingly said, if a disease can hit you and the worst thing that happens is you lose your sense of smell temporarily because you don't even know you have it, how bad can it really be? Now, I've asked this question many times on my shows, but I'm going to ask it again. If you've had a flu, because I've had the flu multiple times, I can't give you the specifics, but I know I had it. It wasn't like, I remember the first time I got the flu, I was watching an episode of Monk. No, I don't know it to that level, but I know I've had many flus. I don't know which variety. Maybe they could take my blood and go, Kevin, you've had 1, 7, 13, and 49. You know, I don't know. Of the 131 types. But I've had probably 6 to 8. If I wanted to be on the safe side, 10 of them. Mostly pre-30 years old. I know, too pretty. I don't look 30. But yes, pre-30. So the question I would ask any of you who maybe experienced something similar to me is this. When you got the flu, did you know? And how did you feel? Now, I got it, and I'm going to tell you, I knew immediately. I went, uh-oh, something's wrong. By day two, it had already run another series of courses which mimicked other flus. And by day seven, I was like, you know, I felt bad. And it was funny because I was talking to one of my best friends who's a vaxxer. He's scared to death of the Wu flu and all this. And I asked him because he was like, man, this thing is bad, Kev. It's killing a lot of people, man. And I was like, okay. And I asked him, have you had the flu? Yep. Did you know you had the flu? Yes. How'd you feel? Felt like crap. Okay. this disease, there are people who get it and they don't even know it. And it was funny because he's a hardcore lefty and he was like, yeah, makes sense. And I was like, yes. How deadly can something be if you can get it and you don't even know it? How deadly? Millions of people got this dreaded disease. And that's why I keep coming back to these 34 million they claim that we got here in the United States that got it. It's much higher. It's much higher. I've already said this, and I might say it publicly again. My son got Wu Flu. The only way we knew was he said, oh, everything tastes bad. He didn't even lose his sense of smell. He lost his sense of taste. And his buddies had it. Nobody was saying anything. You want to know why? Parents were like, I'm not saying anything. Because everything was a threat of quarantine. 14 days quarantine. Kid had to come home. They had trips planned, whatever. I don't know. They didn't want to say anything. And we were the same way. Nope. Zip. Not going to say a word. And even when I got it, I didn't even want to get tested because I didn't want to be in the system. I didn't want them going, oh, he's got it. Now I'm kind of glad I'm in the system because at least they know that, you know, I've got it and I've got natural immunity, herd immunity. So anyway, getting back to this whole thing is that the flu has a much more violent and virulent history in killing people all over the world. And we've never done to the degree what we're doing for this scam. And I get it. The more I say scam, the more that I talk about this way, the least likely I am to get my stuff promoted. Let me put it a different way. If I were to talk about this disease, this virus, and promote it as, you need to get the shot, man. This is the way to go. Blah, blah, blah. I would be back on social media. I would be, my blogs would be, my articles would be going through the roof, and I'd be the belle of the ball. And I'd be making a lot more money than the little bit that they let me make on my website. My website traffic has gone from 3 million a month to less than 300,000. And that's a pretty significant hit in the pocketbook. But you know what? I'm still going to spew the truth. These videos don't get covered. I don't care. Maybe some UFOs will get to this message at some point. But they'll say that brother spoke truth no matter what. He wasn't a sellout. Anyway, let me get to this last one. The most deadly flu. Single most deadliest history flu in history was in 1918. The Spanish flu swept the globe. During the pandemic, life expectancy in the U.S. dropped by 12 years because so many people were dying. The flu killed more people than World War I, which was being fought in Europe at the time. Half a billion people were infected with the virus. It killed somewhere in the order of 50 to 100 million, 3 to 5% of the world's population at the time. So, how's the flu no big deal? We had the Spanish flu, the bird flu, the swine flu, all these variants of the flu. I don't know which strains are killing people. This Spanish flu, what strain is it? Have we now dealt with that strain? Perhaps. But what are the other ones that are out there? And we've only identified 131 of 198. I asked earlier, where are the other 67 strains of flu waiting to come and attack us? Are they going to shut down our economy with every variation of the Delta variation, the Echo variation, the Fox variation, the Golf variation, as we progress down the alphabet of this scamdemic? Well, that's what they're trying to do, because they want you scared.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.